Hello and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. Well, it is the 19th of October, Monday night. It's 11:01 p.m. where I am, and I am thrilled to be bringing you this next episode. I believe this is number 182. We are really close to 200. And tonight, I want to talk to you about something that I like to call, you know, what if I could? Okay, we're going to talk about what if. This is an exercise to grow your business and to help you go beyond what you think is possible and, you know, build that dream that you've been thinking of all this time. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so I know I'm coming on tonight and I'm talking about something that's philosophical, but, you know, I want to talk to you about, you know, this idea called what if. And, you know, basically, you know, what if is a term or a technique that, you know, is used in all sorts of places, business and the theater and acting. But the idea is that we, for a moment, suspend disbelief, okay? We suspend disbelief in our business or our acting or whatever it is that's standing in our way. We suspend disbelief and we ask ourselves a series of what if questions. All right. And, you know, I want to go over this exercise with you tonight, and hopefully maybe you'll ask yourself some of these. So what if you could do more? What if you could make $10,000 a month in voiceover? What would that look like? What if you had the most amazing sounding voiceover after you produce it? You know, what if your production was super fast? What if your equipment was excellent? What if your space was set up perfectly? What if your marketing was sleek and easy to implement but super effective? What if it was easy to get work? What if money was not an issue? You know, these aren't dreams. This what if scenario or this what if exercise, it inevitably leads you to this next question. And that question is, you know, what if this happens, then this needs to happen. So basically, or what if this were to happen, what would that look like? You know, I love this exercise, right? Because if we actually, you know, dare, right? I mean, if we actually dare to even step out on the ledge and say, what if this wasn't the ledge? What if there was a bridge from this ledge to the other side? What would that look like? How would I accomplish that? You know, what would be some of the ways I could make it happen? Right? Who do I need to talk to? What do I need to learn? What do I need to build? What if it was possible? What should I do? And what you find is that when you start asking yourself these questions, something happens in your business, right? Or in your life. You start to look at things from a whole other perspective, from like a 20,000 foot view, right? It's almost, you know, it almost becomes, you know, not to get weird or anything, but it almost becomes like an outer body experience, meaning like you're actually looking at your business from a different lens than most of us look at our business. You know, most of my life, and I'm sure you guys can relate, I remember from my jobs and everything I've done in my life, everything I always looked at was from, you know, just a few feet ahead of me. You know, there was no what ifs. There was, this is the way it is. Right. I mean, there was no imagine. Now, don't get me wrong. That didn't mean I didn't imagine trying to do other things or I didn't want stuff to happen. But everything was always, it seemed it was predetermined. You know, there was no other bridge. There was no other way to make something happen. Everything was already shown to me by my employer. It was done for me. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, when you begin to take a step back and look at your business or your life as, you know, this series of decisions and what ifs, you know, what if you make a right instead of a left? What could happen? You know, what if you sent out 5 emails today instead of 2? What if your sound was incredible? What would that be? How would you judge that? You know what I mean? What if your business was $100,000 a year business? What would that look like? And I mean, when I say what would that look like, I mean, like, you know, how would that be? Like, what would you do? What do you think you would need to do? Do you know what I mean? What do you think would need to happen? What are the things that would need to be in place? Would you need to have a bookkeeper? Would you need to have an assistant that's doing daily tasks for you, like marketing tasks, you know, like XYZ on a daily basis over and over and over again, right? You know, how do you get your work done Monday through Friday and still have off Saturday and Sunday? What does that look like? Right? I mean, if you haven't asked yourself these questions, you know, I challenge you to play this what if game because, you know, to me, we have to be able to see the outcome to some extent. Now, I don't mean see like what's actually going to happen because I think that's silly, impossible, but I think we can to some extent, you know, imagine what could be. You know, what could happen? You know, what if? And by imagining that, it expands our minds to a place where we can actually open the door for new possibilities. I think so much of what I've done in this business has, you know, been based on a couple of things. You know, one has been based on what I've learned from others that have come before me. The others have been what I've learned by just trial and error and trying things out and putting my head down and working. But also, you know, a big part of my business that I've really, really, really tried to implement that I've never done in any other part of my life is to always step back and ask this question. You know, like, for example, let's tackle something simple, right? Like, what if you're editing could go faster, right? I mean, that's a valid question. I get asked that question all the time, and I think it's an extremely good question. It's something that I asked myself over and over again, and finally, I've got to the point where I'm pleased with how fast I edit. I'm not saying that there's magic behind it of some kind, or there's something that, you know, others can do and others can't, but I'm saying, imagine that. Imagine what if your editing could go faster. Well, we all know the benefits of that, right? Because we know that if you're just starting out or you're still, you know, working on the editing, it takes forever, right? I mean, editing takes forever. I mean, for me, what took the longest was honestly getting out clicks. Getting out clicks in my voice took the longest. I'd have to go through line by line and just take out the clicks. I had to do it manually. When I first started, I didn't know any better. Pops. Right, I had to take out pops manually. I didn't know how to not do those. I didn't even, you know, when I started, I didn't even know about pop filters. I had no idea. I didn't even know what a pop filter was. I had no idea that I saw some people with the stuff on their microphones, like on YouTube. So I'm like, what's that? I'm not kidding. I didn't even know what a pop filter was, you know? And, you know, as time went on, I asked myself, you know, what if it was faster? What would that look like? You know, what if I didn't have to go through line by line? Is there a way out there to make that better, to make that faster? Now, you know, you have to remember, we are all starting somewhere. Many of us who are just starting, we have no idea about mixing music or sound or voice. We don't know how to edit out weird noises. You know, it's funny when we listen to something on the radio and we just get into this business, it's like, oh, this is, you know, I just got to record something and everything's going to sound great. And then you, lo and behold, you go record something. You're like, oh my gosh, this sounds like, what's the deal? It sounds like crap. My voice, you know, I've got mouth noise. I got this weird like stuff going on with my mouth. I've got clicks. I've got breaths. I've got huffing and puffing. I've got long pauses. I've got plosives. I don't even know what a plosive is, but for the sake of this conversation, let's say I do. I've got these pops, right? I got all these things wrong. And then on top of it, my voice doesn't sound like that voice. That voice sounds like all this. It's warm and it's this full voice, and mine sounds tinny, or it sounds like there's nothing to it. I mean, there's all of these things we have to tackle. But playing the what if game begins to expand our mind to where we can step back and say, okay, what if I was to solve this? What if it could happen instantly? What do I need to do to make that happen? What could possibly be done? What if I could just press a button and it fixes itself? What if I don't even have to press a button? What if I just needed to talk into the microphone, and while I'm talking into the microphone, my system takes care of all these issues automatically for me? What if? All right? This is a massive upgrade to your thought process. But see, most of us don't even take the time to think about this, because what we're doing is we're putting our head down and just working. We're just doing the work. We're not stepping back and looking at how to better our business, because that actually takes us to a point where we have to look at our business as if we're entrepreneurs. And most of us don't look at our business as entrepreneurs, except from pretty much that first moment that we started the business, when we looked at it as an entrepreneur, because we said, you know what? What if I could do this? What if I could start a voiceover business, you know, and make six figures, or make a nice, you know, side income to where I feel comfortable? Or, you know, if you're doing some other business, what if I could grow this business to, you know, what I want it to be? Or what if I could start this business and go full time? And what if I could make enough money to help my spouse stay home, or to pay, you know, for something I'm trying to do, or my kid's school, or whatever you're trying to do, my retirement? What if I can, you know, take that extra trip or go golfing? You know, what if I could build something so I'm not bored every day? There's so many million reasons to do it. But we started that as an entrepreneur when we first started our business. We said, what if? And there was possibilities, right? There was, our imagination ran wild. And then as we started the business, we realized that there was all of these things that we had to do. And we put our head down and we got to work. And if we wanted to get more work, what do? We put our head down even more and we work harder and longer. And most of us never step back and think as an entrepreneur again. We never step back and say, what if? So I wanted to come to you tonight, and I just wanted to have, you know, like a good conversation with you guys about saying, what if? Taking a moment and saying, what if things were this way? You know, right now you're making a couple $1,000s a month in your business. You know, what if I made $10,000 a month? What would that look like? You know, I did this very same exercise about 3 months before I decided to quit my job. And I was at a point. I'm a firm believer we all get to plateaus in everything we do, right? Whether it's your business, weight loss, as an athlete, in a hobby, in in a job, we all get to plateaus, right? And we have to find ways to overcome those plateaus, places where we get to and we're comfortable. But going beyond that and growing takes, you know, some discomfort. Well, you know, I'd gotten to a plateau in my business, you know, and I was making, you know, about $3,000 or $4,000 a month, which is wonderful, but it wasn't enough for me to really feel comfortable, you know, leaving my job. Now, mind you, it was just as much, even a little bit more than I was making a month on my job. But what had happened was, is that just because I was a poor manager of money, I took everything that I was making with my job and all of this new money I was making with my voiceover business, and I basically combined it and turned it into my overall income so that everything that came in from my business became my income. I hope that makes sense. So there was no like extra money, meaning that if I was to leave my job, then I would be actually down, you know, $3,000-$4,000 a month because, you know, that was what I just kind of rolled it into our income. So it was like I got a raise. It wasn't like I had a separate business that was making money on its own that was being put away. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the way. I don't know if you find yourself in that boat or if you know what I'm talking about, but that's what I did. So anyways, I realized that I needed to figure out a way to make more money than $3,000 to $4,000 a month. Do you know what I mean? And you know, but I didn't know what I'd do because at the time I was literally working nonstop from the moment like I would get up at 6 and I would go to bed about 3 or 4 a.m. and get right back up at 6 because, you know, when I'd get home and do all this stuff around 5 with the family, start working at voiceover around 10 p.m. Y'all know the story. I worked to about, you know, 2 to 4 a.m. in the morning, go to bed, take my booth down because I had to put up and take down my booth every day. And that was what I did. And I realized at one point I was so tired, like I was literally falling asleep at work. I'd never done that in my entire life, but I was falling asleep at work. And I was falling asleep, not like saying, hey, I'll take a cat nap. I was literally falling asleep uncontrollably. It was the craziest thing, most of the craziest thing I've ever experienced in my life. And I had to say, you know, what if this was different? What if I could make $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month? You know, what if I could make that much money? What would that look like? What would I need to do? Where would I need to go? What help would I need? You know, what would my prices need to look like? What would my offerings need to look like? How many different places would I need to do? What kind of activities would I need to have, you know, going on a daily basis? What would my studio need to be? What would my equipment need to be? What would my website need to be? What would I need to be? What would I, you know, what if it was possible? What do I need to do? Right? I literally made some decisions. You know, it's funny if you go back on something that, you know, maybe you consider that you had some success on. There was pivotal decisions that you made at key times in that business or that that point in your life, whether it was a relationship or whether it was, you know, whatever, that those decisions defined, you know, the path you took. It defined what happened, you know, and I've made some, you know, I can look back in my business and I feel like I've made, you know, like 3 to 5 decisions over the course of the last, you know, 4 years or so in my business that have really been big decisions that helped, that really pushed my business forward to break barrier after barrier. And they were scary decisions, but none of them would have ever come without me playing this what if game. What if something different was possible? What if more was possible? I hope this has helped you tonight. I hope this isn't like been something that is, you know, kind of been like, oh, he's a dummy. I hope this helps you stop and think in your business about what if things could be more. You know, what if I could have the studio of my dreams? You know, what if I could have the equipment? You know, a lot of times I hear a lot of, I can't. Well, I can't afford it. I can't, I can't do it. I can't make it. I can't do this and I can't do that. Instead, I challenge you to say, what if I could? What would that look like? How could I? Not I can't. You know, I mean, you know, if you can't, if you say I can't afford something, you know, I can't afford a new microphone. Okay, well, that is so finite. Instead of saying I can't afford a new microphone, say, what if I could afford a new microphone? How would that happen? Or how could I get, you know, how could I get a new microphone? Not I can't afford it. I can't get it. How can I get it? I always find there's a line that most of us, when there's something we want bad enough, boy, we find a way to get it no matter what. We will climb the highest mountain. The key is for us to ask the right questions. If we ask the right questions, our businesses, our lives will look a lot different than they do now. You guys, thank you so much for listening. I know I've been a little bit more not as chipper or so tonight, but I just got done writing a big blog post. I was really excited about all the different places I'm making money through voiceover. I think it's actually the first time I've ever written down the actual sites. I mean, most people know where I make my voiceover money because I'm very transparent about it, but I wanted to write down, that's on the blog from VO's Journey, the blog post, it's the latest blog where I make my money. So I wrote that down. So that was really exciting, but that took a while. But I wanted to come and make sure I do a podcast and to talk to you because I've really been diving into this what if thought process. You know, what if it was going to be different? You know, like I thought to myself, you know, what if I worked with multiple voice actors? You know, I always considered, you know, I'd just do voiceover by myself. But what if I had five other voice actors that were part of VO's Journey? And we all, you know, we all worked together to get voiceover work. You know what I mean? Or VO's Journey got voiceover work for all of us. You know, I mean, that, why not? What would that change VO's Journey too? You know, it's interesting if you go back. I mean, I remember when I first started this podcast, everything was just about, you know, what if I could go full time as a voice artist, right? If you go back and listen to the beginning of this or you're just finding me now, you'll know. I mean, this story, it's such an interesting journey of just one guy, you know, and I'm interested, you know, I wonder what it will be a year from now or 2 years from now. You know, what will that journey be? You know, what will this business look like then? I can tell you this, I will document it right here on a VO's Journey. And hopefully, you know what I mean? The things that I go through and like I said, the things I step on, you'll be able to sidestep and build the business of your dreams. All right, you guys, you have a fantastic evening. Thank you so much. If you get a chance, I would be ever so grateful. Hop over there on iTunes or Spotify or whatever. Leave a review. I'm always thankful. The podcast occasionally has been trending up in the top 100 or 150 or so in the business podcast, which is unbelievable. So I'm so thankful. So, you know, if you guys get a chance, I'd be super, super, super appreciative. And as always, you guys have a wonderful week and I will be back soon. All right, you guys, take it easy. Peace.